Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Real radio, for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
657 Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you great and is gracing you so much. In a mighty way, you and I, the best of friends, man, welcome to it. Thank you so much to Charles van Onselen. And let me welcome our guests. On the line, we have Muruti Makamu. Muruti, welcome. Dumela.
Sivukile
kunjani kuwe, baba?
Ah, uJesus asenkosi yena yedwa. Yena yedwa. Akadingi vote, akadingi lutho nje.
Yeah.
He's a king by nation.
Yeah.
Uqala umhlaba uqalwa uwe. He's a king. Akadingi vote mruthi.
Yeah.
Ngibingelela kuwe, ngibingelela ku Pastor Green, ngibingelela ku Apostle Phumlamfene. Ngibingelela i Body of Christ all over the world lapho bamamele bakhona. Ngiyabingelela bonke ngegama leka Yahusha Hamashiach.
Nazoke, kusaphileka kodwa lapho kuwe.
Ah, baba, uJesu inkosi. Siphila sihamba ngaye, yonke into ingaye.
Ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Baba,
nayo ke indaba. Indaba emnandi ke leyo. Indaba emnandi ke leyo. Right.
Injani?
Yeah, and of course, let us welcome the Apostle Phumlamfene. She's on the line. Apostle, grace and peace and greetings to you. Welcome.
Hey, greetings, my brother, and greetings to Muruti Makamu and Pastor Green, and to all our wonderful, lovely listeners out there.
I trust you're well.
No, I'm well and care by God's grace, man. Good to be back again, and you know, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for gracing us. I really appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it. And of course, also, we will welcome Pastor Green, as if he indicates to be on the show today. We will welcome him, but also in absentia, just in advance, we welcome him, and we trust that the Father is doing it good.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life. Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Absolutely there, Brooke Benton, it is, and that's how we start. And tonight we are talking about self-control. What it is even all about. We are touching base on the issue of self-control, what it is all about, and we are looking into that. What is self-control? Hey, I know many people will take me to Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22 and say it is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, but how does self-control manifest in our lives, upon our lives? How does self-control manifest? That is actually what I am more interested in. How do we actualize self-control as believers? And today, would we say, with the scourge of things that are culminating all around us, we are practicing self-control in the manner that needs to be? or to an extent, we have gone on to actually find ourselves besides the notion of self-control. You're looking into that. And if one lives a life that is self-controlled, it means one lives a life of discipline. One lives a life in which we see the manifestations of the divine attributes of the perfect Father in them. And also, if one is practicing self-control, we see each and every time that our Heavenly Father in His life is glorified in Christ, who is in Him, and Christ is glorified in the same person. Yo. And then also, this person who practices self-control is visible by the good works, is visible also by fruit-bearing, is visible by consecration. This person is visible by a life that gives praise to the Father. We see all these things upon a person who basically is living a life that glorifies the Father. Now, a person who lives a life that is full of self-control is such as that. Now, he has forbearance, he is meek, he does not believe in retaliations, you know. This person is also living in the life that is given by the Father through the unmerited favor which is available for each and everyone. You know, for victorious living. His aim is victorious living each and every time. And he respects, or she respects, the universal call of the Father upon all believers, or the church, or the body of Christ. That's a person who practices self-control. Now, this person doesn't live a life of sin. He shies away from the nuances of the flesh. And he lives, or she lives, by the Holy Spirit, not gratifying the desires of the flesh. And this person is totally devoted, not just committed, but totally devoted to the Father and His works, each and every time. He is dependent on the guidance of the Father, which is a divine direction upon his life. And he is dependent on the leadership of Christ and the instructions that come from the mouth of Christ by His Holy Spirit. And he, a person who is full of self-control, you will see, he is a person who is obedient even when paths are unpleasant. And in making decisions, he is humble and he relies on the justice of the Father and the teachings of His ways. For the Father says in Psalms 32 verses 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye, which means therefore self-control is emanating from the guidance of the Father through and through in the life of this person. And it's amazing also that this person will rely on the Father's guidance even unto the end of his or her life. Psalms 48, 14 says, for this is Yahuwah, our Elohim, forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. He will be our guide. It's amazing also there when you look into that. And then, of course, also, if you look into Psalm 73, verses 24, a person who is full of self-control is a person who is led and is dependent on the guidance of the Father, or the guidance of the Father with His counsel. The guidance of the Father with His counsel. And such a person also knows that the hand of the Father shall lead him or her, and his righteous right hand shall hold him, according to Psalms 139, verses 10. This is what's happening when we talk about the divine guidance. Something to look into, something to focus on, something to ponder on. And we ask ourselves these days, you know, are we full of the guidance of the Father in the manner in which we should be? Or we are guiding ourselves in cases, and of course, we seem to be leading ourselves these days. It's us who actually are doing things. And that is where the problem is. It's something I want us to look into and to get into. Now, much of the times also when it comes to the issue of divine guidance, many people treat uNkulunkulu as if he's angoma, you know. But divine guidance, it's about the whole man's duty of obedience, you know. And it should be taken as such and never be dismayed. So send me your WhatsApp and tell me how the Father is guiding you, how the Father is guiding you, how in situations the Father was able to guide you and that had become a notion of self-control upon you. Now, it looks as if, and let me put it to you, Muruti Makam, that when we talk about self-control, we basically are looking into the notion that, look, it is not actually us who are controlling ourselves, but it is the hand of the Father upon us who guides us and who directs us, who shows us his paths, who disciplines and instructs us, who also leads us. It is not our own doing. In our own way, we may never have what is regarded as true self-control. Maka, Rutuak, what do you say on this?
Kumfundo samina ngiyabonga kakhulu ngetopic enhle kangaka uNkulunkulu usibekele yona ukuthi mina sifundise isikhulu. Into yokuqala, self-control Muruti, mina ngithi is the ability to regulate your emotions, your thoughts, and the actions in the face of an impulse. Ngaba umuntu uyakwazi ukuregulate ama emotions wakhe, uyakwazi ukuregulate i-emotion ahlangabezana nayo, uyakwazi ukuthi in the midst of temptations uyakwazi ukuziregulate kwakho. Lo muntu lo une self control. Then le self-control lapha ayenzeki nje. Number one, you must be dependent upon the self-controller ngokwakhe. Yena uyi-controller. Ngoba yena uJehova sibawuthi. You put your life kuye. Unikele impilo yakho ngayo yonke into and udependa kuye. Uma udependa kuye ke, he will give you izinto lezi uzothina uma uhlangabezana nama impulses, then you will be able to face them without fear or thatheke nje ube isidlivana nanku se ulwile nanku se uzithola wenza into kwakungamelanga uyenzile ngoba udepende kuye. But once you depend upon yourself, ulahlekelwa i-self-control ngoba akuna muntu ukwaziyo ukuyikhontrola impilo yakhe ngokwakhe. Ukuthina nginokubuka mina umfundisi bayusi ukuthina uma kuthi 25 December to 30 ngithatha i-notebook ngibhala phansi ukuthina unyaka losowuqalayo ngifuna kwenza 1, 2, 3 kuthi kuphela unyaka ngithola kuthina angenzanga nokodwa. You understand? But when umanga qala ukudependa kuye according to his ways ku Proverbs chapter 16, itina ama plans maningi umuntu awaplanayo, but only purpose kaNkulunkulu hiyo izokuphumelela. Manje uma unga aligna purpose yakho, align life yakho kuye, then you will be able ukuthina ufacele ama challenges izinto, but ukwazi ukuzicontrol. We have to remember ku Timothy, verse ijayelekile ke leyo kakhulu First Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Ithi na ngoba uNkulunkulu akasinikanga umoya wobugwala kodwa usinike umoya wamandla nokuzithiba. Then once siba nomoya wamandla nothando sizithiba, then ke siyakwazi ukuthi nasibhekana ngoba sidependa kuye, asisebenzi ngokwethu kodwa siyasetshenziswa nguye ukuthi nasibhekana nezinto elizikumele sibhekane nazo. But uma singasadependanga kuye, kulapho ke kulahlele le ngikangabuka mina ngangibuka enye video manje abafundisi babedonsana ngamabhantshi epulpiti, donsana ngamabhantshi omunye aphuswa yokwale ubone ukuthi inkosi yami kodwa ebandleni phakathi right inside the church uphi umoya kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uphi? Kanti umoya wakhe lo athi asinike wona niwokuziphiba kanti lo umoya. So once sasuka kuye, then ke kulapho kuqala khona ke indaba yokuthi hayi mina angenziwa into enje, mina ngumshangane ngiphuma imakhulu ndakubhayisibhakele ndakubhana ukudlaya meseso. You understand? But man, singaphayana ku Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. Uthi umuntu ohlulekayo ukuzikhontrola ufana nebona eliwile. Umuntu ohlulekayo ukuzikhontrola angenayo self-control ufana nebonda eliwile. Ukuthi noma yinja ekati igundwane noma yini ziyangena. Bazi, you know ekhaya wena umfundisi wami ekhaya emafuthi. Kunomunye mama sasenaye laphayana. Ngokuthi lo mama uma sifuna ukuthi ayolima kakhulu kumele nimhlokoloza kwathi. Uma kwathini ulima kanjani?
Hawu.
Ah, umuntu cawa ukuthi nakukho kudlula i-tractor ngendlela limunye. So, abengazeka ukuthi na uma nje nifuna ukuthi alime, hambani nomhlokoloza azolima kangokuba azoqala ekuseni aze kuze kuyoshaya u-6 ntambama abuye and uyiqedile endini. But once nahleka hayi kuba mnandi, hayi i-stress sakho ususele egejeni. You understand? So akumelanga umuntu abe yinto enjalo yokuthi nabaze bakwazela ukuthi na uma nifuna kumenzisa into enje, hambani nomhlokoloza. Kunabantu abazoplantwa phambi kwakho baplantwa ukuthi na bakuhlokoloze. Kunabantu bazoplantwa baplantwa ukuthi na bakuwise. Kunabantu abanye, some of them are women. Thina simaye phambi kwabantu, some of them are women who will come afika akuvulele ingubo athi uyabona ubaba umshayela, uyabona ubaba ukuthi umshaye kuthi uthi ubona ukuthi le nkosi yami phela into simambonisa yona la. Sengibona amazimtoti phela la. Then uma ungenayo i-self control uzothini?
Hey madam.
Zipika. Ngoba uNkulunkulu uthi na ukunikile umoya we-self control, ukunikile. Hayi ngokuthi asazo, ukunikile umoya ukuwe. So you must use that self control ukuthi uzokontrol. Abantu basithemba ngamakhosikazi wabo bangayi enkonzweni, bathambane nenokhonzi. Wena ufika ubathathu bayenza amakhosikazi. Awunawo umoya we-self-control uma wenza njalo.
Yeah.
So kumele kube nomoya we-self-control. Ngoba i-self-control is about its ability to regulate ama-emotions wakho. Its ability to regulate ukuthi ucabangani before ucabanga, before ukhuluma, before you take action. Regulate your thoughts, regulate your actions. Then if you can regulate those things, then ke unayo self-control ufana noChrist. Remember uChrist uma ezazobotha but abantu uthi uJesu, I am able ukuthi na ngingabiza 10,000 angels ukuthi zize la zizolo, but I am not here as a fighter. Ngoba uni self-control chuma phela yini.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, sir. I really appreciate. We are talking about self-control, what it is even all about. And it is something that we need to look into. I trust the Father will just do you good. What is self-control? And what does the word say? It's a very broad one. And the manifestation of self-control. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Or the practicality of self-control. Tell us about your experiences. You know, you don't have to mention your name. Your experiences when it comes to self-control. And when you look at us today, would you say that we embrace so much self-control that we are spick and span without any blemish because we seem to be doing things quite right? That is also, you know, a perspective you can go on to. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. You can drop us also a voice note, 082-657-2729, and talk to us directly there.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit, ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho iapp yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na ku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. Self-control is also visible in our lives when our lives win souls. And when we are humble servants to the Father. Matthew chapter 10, verses 42. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. When we serve, not in our own names, but in the name of Christ, we are practicing self-control. When we are faithful stewards, you know. And also, when we are people who are wearing or who are incorruptible, people who are aware that we will wear the crown of life, people who endure suffering, we know that we have self-control. Check it out. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil, all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Self-control says rejoice. Ha, Tina says rejoice. Yo, I call fire. Batata, batata. Yes, Apostle, what comes to mind with this? Self-control, very, very broad. It's a way of life each and every time.
This is a tough one. You know, funny enough, somebody called me during the week, Raymond, can I let these people ban? They are tormenting me and they've been doing it for too long. And the way by Sanka thing, this is getting out of hand and it's becoming very dangerous. So he decided to have a restraining order. So then a restraining order comes because Batubana Batopang, this person, they don't have it within themselves to restrain themselves. So they had to be held to her. Babe forced, babe restrained, and baskata anywhere near her because they were going to cause, like in this instance, they were going to cause also bodily damage. But what am I driving home with this whole thing? You know, when I live in Todd, they are not good for us.
Yeah.
And if we don't exercise self-control and restraint,
yes.
So these things, they will get out of hand and they will be harmful and you know. And I want to give also another practical example. I was reading something, somebody I'm meeting, in an alcohol-obsessed world, I don't drink is an incredible, brave, and empowering statement. So we are living in a world where it's easy to restrain yourself from certain things, from even the pleasures, one of the, there's this making my mystery working during the days I was driving, I was listening to Kaya FM. So Banong, this guy, or I don't know why that guy was making that kind of a comment. Aria, kunabanya bantu masiz M17 ngama Mondays. I'm afraid to already they took offense. Aria, mas.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, we can't well. I think M17 in the weekend, so we must have fun. We must enjoy ourselves. So even if it means to put the thing as Zazi, it's weekend. I think M17. So no matter if I think M17, I'm actually to above. It's okay. And I'm like, yo. So,
it's a culture. It's a
good
culture.
Time means when you must mess your life up and do sure. things you shouldn't do. But like, Muruti, all in all, what I'm trying to, the point I'm driving home, go. What are the tools or exercise the self-control? Remember, you know, when you read in the Word of God, Romans chapter 6, verse 6, remember, child of God, as you're listening, we don't have in ourselves for a reconnect to control in certain things. We don't talk about the because we are living in a sinful world, in a fallen world. So we have also a fallen nature. So the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 6, verse 6, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing so that we no longer be enslaved to sin.
Yeah.
So self-control says that things that used to give me pleasure, you know, when ili weekend day from Friday, go, kai kai, you, I must all sorts of bottles on the floor. And then, but then when you come to the Lord, you begin to realize that you need to exercise self-control in some of these things. You know, that's why it is very important that our mind might be renewed, because how do you allow yourself to control certain things on your diet if you have not even renewed your mind, if you have not even allowed Mwaewa Mujumuhoro to control? You know, that's why, unfortunately, living in a world where people just wanna have fun. When I live in a way, girls just wanna have fun. People just wanna have fun, and the things that they do to have fun can be very much detrimental to even their own health.
It's not fun at all.
At the end of the day, after 50 or 40 years, the things that you were doing to have fun, because when you were not able to exercise control, they don't have any measurement. They don't have limits. Because self-control says, I need to have limits.
Yeah.
There are things that I cannot... This line, I draw, I cannot go beyond this line. No matter how much this thing, you know, it's not easy to live a healthy life.
Absolutely.
It takes some certain serious measure of discipline and self-control.
Yes.
Or we are partying, but it's all sorts of good cakes and good food. But when we have self-control, you begin to subdue even those cravings. You subdue, you know, the appetite. You bring it under. I bring my body under subjection. So we must bring the desires under, restrict the passions around. We must restrict the desires around, and that is what we call self-control. Even in the way we speak, I say anything, and when you look at it, you realize this person is even a leader. So now this person buys good when a mabang of kwatisa. You will tell them where to get off. So you haven't come to a level of maturity where you allow the Holy Spirit to say, no, let go. It's not everything that you respond to. It's not everything that you involve yourself and engage yourself in fights, you know, whether physical fight or verbal fight. You just let go. You know, a lot of people are saying, it is dangerous to provoke umuntu olungile. You see?
Yeah.
So ungalunga, but that does not necessarily mean you need self-control.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene and also Pastor Makamu. We are touching base on the issue of self-control, what it is even all about. Let's welcome Talu Kolo. He's on the line. Talu, welcome.
Yes, Tata.
No, before the funeral, I didn't.
Yeah.
If I self control, like I'm not sindo, I'm not sindo. Because so taking the things out and the hate and I'm
yeah, no.
What I prefer, the prefer band is Ben O'Connor and Tobe.
Yeah. Jenny Kamala.
Out of Bayo, Kulabu was born a corner who reasoned with I. Lenten is my other. I didn't tell the Tolo band, but
yeah,
Tolo woman. They did a lot to Maran, they didn't go. Then from Ganagleves, it is rest those who and ban Proverbs 24.
Yeah.
It rest those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. Abantu bakuthele ngisho bafuna ndoni bafuna ba ubancane ubasave ukuyochemlileni bejongile ubancane babangayokuthola ngusathana ngoba usathana nguye onegazi yazi ngenye imini uthethe utheke unengoma oyivileyo and lo muntu obecula lo ngoma ucula ngomphefumulo wakhe ohambileyo
yeah absolutely yes
yonke loo nto leyo ke ngubani zii-Freemasons ngobani yi-performance ngobani ama permission ngawo performance no one eye ngiye lo nje umfumana kumali lase America yedola yiyo ke leyenza baba bachintsha ingqondo because they want to change but they can't change because they are trapped ngoba nabaza banceda ngabakholiweyo nabamkhonza uThixo ngokumethemba nokumhlonela uThixo ngoba injani lento xa somtsalile ephumele emlilweni ube ngoku mfake ezibhalweni ukuthi izibhalo zithi yazi ukuthi iBhayibheli ithi ayiwe ukuthi iBhayibheli ithi once benze loo nto leyo bazawukwazi ukuthi babuye emlilweni abatshakuwo ngoba ngoku bayatsha and besitsha nje abanaxolo yeze nditsho kufuneka babe noxolo ngoba uxolo uzabapholisa abapholise abeze bafunde into ezilungileyo ingqondo yabo ikasaxolela udothi engqondweni yabo engqondweni yabo babe positive ngoba most abantu abangamfuni uThixo ngabantu abanegative hayi esontweni wenzani esontweni hayi esontweni liyabhorisonto hayi bayarasa mabeculelo bayarasa mabeshumayela because kunalamoya phaphakathi kuye enhliziyweni and lamoya nguwo lofuna ukukhutshwa ngomoya oyingcwele uyakhumbula ukuthi ukristu wakhupha amadimoni ehagwini
emuntwini wafake
amadimoni akhetha uba wena ungubani siyakwazi ukuthi ngujesu kristu siyeke enhliziyo sifake ngexesha ebakhupha kula kulogo kayo lo wathi akhuqe phambi kwakhe asekazikhuphi iindimoni ziyongena elwandle. So what I'm saying is eli xesha esibulo ngoku lixesha leendimoni ngamademoni lakho khona ngoku nedemokrasi yethu ngamademoni nabantu bethu abantsundu bagcwele amademoni yonke into manithi yonke into irongo nje akusekho nto irayit khona ngoku apha emhlabeni yonke into iphuma astray ngenxeni yantoni the first one which is God the first and God the spirit and God the son abasaphile enyameni yomntu kanti funeka sibafake phakathi enhliziyweni zabo angabaphinda asuke xa ehamba apho afunde izibhalo aphilele izibhalo. Ndiyabulela tata.
Enkosi bhuti wam, enkosi. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are asking a question. What is self-control to you? What is your experience when it comes to the issue of self-control?
Find your faith on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM. Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
All right, 657, medium wave, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good.
and gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show. And then, of course, I thought Pastor Green would send us messages, but it doesn't look like that today. All right. Keep on coming and calling us and talk to us directly there. Paul Wilkinson, thank you so much, Paul. Paul says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Greetings to you and those ministers chosen to share on this platform. Being a teacher of the word in the local assembly here in Verulam, I cannot stress more the importance of being able to learn from other ministers like yourself and those on your panel. May you and your family never cease to experience the blessings of God in your lives daily. And I say to you, Paul Wilkinson, may the Father be glorified. We are learning together at all times. We are learning together at all times. May the Father grace us also with his presence even far much more each and every time. And may we learn together. Thank you so much. I really appreciate.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, radiopulpit.co.za. We trust the Father is doing you good. 657 medium wave. You can talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can drop us a voice note or a WhatsApp, or on a WhatsApp, that's 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the issue. Now, let me come back to you, Mruti Makama. Now, when we speak of self-control, we live as people who are always guarding or guarded. In Revelations, it says, behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast to what you have, that no one may take your crown. A self-controlled person is a person who is holding fast to what they have so that they may not lose their crown. Muruti Makam, what say you there?
Yeah, Mpundisan, ukuba self-control. Umuntu hlala alert. Awuhlali njenge sleeping dog. Ezilalayo kokuthi noma ngaba kuza umuntu ezazocekeza zilele asikhukuthi nokukhonkoda. You are always alert ukuthina kwenzakalani, and awube alert ungafundi izwi, because you are controlled by the word, the word of who? The word of God.
Yeah.
The word of God must be in you. Ukungako Utina, I have hidden your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you.
Yeah, Psalm 119, verse 11. Yes. Yes.
I have hidden ngifihlizwe la kwenhlizweni yami ukuze ngingakoni. Because njalo, once izwi lasuka, then ke kusale indaba ukuthi na ngindoda. Andelelwe yindoda mina. Uthi no Proverbs chapter 29 verse 11. Uthi laphana, fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly hold it back. Uma ungena self control, azothi into nyana nje, so phakeme uyalwa. Yey, yena ngeke ngabona omunye abiza abantu abafana laba abalungisa ama mic esontweni laba la. Abatshela a way to get off. Abatshela a way to get off. Ya ababeke izandla nini gwala amadimoni. Gwala amadimoni la ama mic manje afohloza abakhuluma kahle. You understand? Why ungababizi kahle ekhoneni ukuthi guys uma niyenza lo msebenzi asiwenzene kanjena. You understand? Ubabize kahle hayi ukuthi ufike uhlekisa ngabo enkonzweni. Umuntu angena self-control, esikhathini esiningi, uzibona kukuthi yena uyi-Superman, he can do whatever ayibonayo. Whereas le nto le lapho, you are sinning against God. But umuntu une-self-control, uyakwazi ukuyikontrola, abone, in the midst yokuthi na la, se kusukile, ngaba sengiyalwa, ngaba sekunento enje, but azikontrole, umunye azikontrole.
aza ayokhalela endlini umunye umuntu. Umunye umuntu athina noma bangathina ngizokukhala even phambe kwabo. Umunye athi noma bangahleka ora bangenzani angizokukhala phambe kwabo. Ngizofika endlini lapho ngizofika ngihlale khona ngi-one ngikhale khona abantu bangangiboni. That is self-control. Control your mind. Control your action. Ukuthi umuntu kwenzeni akufuni wena. Wena okwakho is to control yourself. Kutina, how do you retaliate? Akusiyo yonke into kumele retaliate. Ukuthi le eminye imishado umfundisi yimosheka ngendaba ye lack of self-control. Imi amanye amabandla amosheka ngendaba ye self-control ayikho. Izinye izinto even abantu nasemsebenzini indaba ye self-control ayikho. Once une self-control, you know, let's think about God. Kuma uNkulunkulu u-acta njengathi uma wonile nje yavele nje akuthatha kuvuthusa. Uqala kunikeze warning mntanami, don't do this, don't do this, don't. Kuze kufika lapha acasuka khona athi lo nzompanisha kodwa ngiyamthanda. Athatha kunikela kumafilisti ngoba uyakubona ukuthi ingqondo yakho ayizwo. But akakunikele ukuthi ukunikela ukuthi na uyakubuyisa. Kungakho iBhayibheli ku Psalm chapter 33 na for his anger, it's for a moment.
Yeah.
But his love. You understand? So we are driven by love. We are not driven by anger. Anger, ego. You understand? You understand? You understand? Bangazi bonke labantu ePitori kuphi bangazi mina futhi ngiyiselebi uyiselebi yokuyapi yokwenzani yobusebenzelane leyo nto le lapho yokuyobuselebi bakho
selfish ambition. Yeah
you understand. Have self control. Let the people laugh at you, let the people talk about you, let the abanye bayenza whatever, but be humble. Umuntu angena self control akekho humble. Inye izinto lezo ngoba ukuba ne self control kuhambisana nokuba humble. Be humble as our God is a humble God. So
Nkosi ngisakho ngathi ngesibusisa mfundisi wami.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. You remind me of this thing, you know, self-control also amongst those who say they are called and they are preachers, but they don't want to listen to others who minister to them. It's either they are being heard or else they will withhold their ministry and stuff. As if, you know, it's so boring because it's a lack of self-control on the part when pride takes over on a person who is a preacher. You know, and everywhere you go, people must treat you with the respect that you have never even given to them. It's a lack of self-control when you think, being a pastor or a preacher, whatever, you deserve respect. The word is not speaking about that. Actually, it says you must rejoice when they beguile you, when they do all sorts of things against you. You must rejoice. It speaks with regards to that, you know. And it speaks about being humble, you know. It speaks that in Psalms 25, verses 9, the humble, he guides in justice, and the humble, he teaches his way. We need to be humble. Self-control is also visible by us being humble, regardless of the statuses we hold. Apostle, what's your take on that?
Yeah, in fact, I'm reminded of the word of God in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. You know, Lintola Mudimulere, you need to be aware of the devices of the enemy. Because when you are aware of his device, of his tactics, of his schemes, so he cannot take an advantage of you. And one of the things, Karu Tusang, where Satan has can get advantage of us, is to be able to exercise self-control. You've just mentioned some very powerful example here where a certain behaviors that some leaders, they are because we fail to exercise self-control bana ba mudimo and a Paul we be a handler re tsantse re bone maqheka satane a sa tlhaella go dimo na le dilo tseding the enemy will use for our entice ka tsona and then how entice when you don't exercise self-control that which the enemy is using to seduce you or to incite to entice you then it will eventually enslave you. I'm going to give an example here. You know, as a leader, mental self-control also it's such a serious tall order. Because we deal with all sorts of people with different temperaments. So, but at the end of the day, we are required to exercise self-control. You know, some people, when I live out in Jebon, it's like they've made a pact with the devil. Umsebenzi is to make sure they want to rob certain people the wrong way so that they can, or there are people who get pleasure when they see you react. So they will do certain things. So every time they poke, and then the more they poke you, the more they check your response. So initially, you know, more cautious, because we are aware of the devices of the enemy. Then you need to begin to deal with caution. So now, you learn how to respond, even though because sometimes I want to poke people the wrong way. So that you can do things that are out of character, you know. But then, exercise self control. You are konukbona. You are then able to discern with I'm on one leg or and then Oscar dumela ko leka ke Satan. Oscar dumela hore Satan outfits in a level where you're not supposed to. Ukuthi ufike kuyo afikise kule level ephansi ugcine wenze dilo or mara what did I do? I mean the leaders who have been really really pushed to the limit by certain members of the church, you know, bone lor bano khutsantse go shapana ka di fish in the house of the Lord simply because we fail to exercise self control. You know, kunezinye izinto bazalwane they are good ukuthi sizenze, but if we don't exercise some limits, the enemy will use that at the end of the day to enslave us. And once you are enslaved or once you are in a trap of the enemy, out of it. So we need to really, really be careful, and we need to make sure that we all the time exercise self-control, whether it be in terms of the way we think. When I about depression, because they allow their mind to go a while. And at the end of the day, you know, the enemy will be painting all these pictures. So if you don't allow your mind to control it, what control because same applies to feelings. You know, when my feelings. How shall I control your result? I want to get the sake of fellow or limit the act of fellow because, you know, there are ladies who are really, really, really taken when they see Banna Baba Itzei, you know, and at the end of the day, when you don't exercise self control, those type of people don't or this is my type. Well, given or can I saw it, I just can now connect to control. How many people have gotten themselves in sticky, sticky situations simply because, and one of the things that can help us exercise self-control is just to simply say, no, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
Just a straight no.
Yeah.
I will not do it, and I will not even allow anybody to make me do anything that is out of character, that is outside the word of God, that will make me think about. When you don't exercise self-control, when they get out of hand, there's this wall that is between me and you. It's not that I can't hear your prayer, but this wall. So when we lack self-discipline and self-control, then we get into things that will create a wall between us and between God, and we end up being so aloof. We end up being distant. Proximity, I distant. Pomla, where are thou? In the way self-control is very critical, and it's something that we need to exercise daily. Go back into that we intentionally do. We intentionally exercise it and make an effort to go to, I will not go beyond the limit.
Yeah.
If God has said, this is how far you should go, this is how far you can do, Even in terms of the gifts that we have, there's always a measure. Mudimu arisangiona. So when you go beyond the measure of your gift, you get into trouble. Therefore, exercise self-control, whether in anything that is good, whether in your gift, whether in your talent, whether even in terms of certain behaviors and attitudes. Self-control.
Absolutely.
Very critical.
Absolutely. Very, very critical. Self-control, it is very critical. We need to be careful with regards to that. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela. Hi.
Sawubona Murutirei.
Babe.
Lekai Murutirei.
Riten lekai. Champ.
No, ke mahle, ke thao.
Welcome, welcome, man.
Amen, amen, brother.
Thank you.
Your question, what is self-control? Self-control is the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And the Word of God in the book of Hebrews 13, it tells us that God will never leave, not forsake us. When I check exactly what is self-control, a human being, or we are a spiritual being, we are controlled by the spirit. It's either the spirit of the devil or the spirit of God, because we have only kingdoms in the world. In the world, we have only two kingdoms. Control that.
I hear you, sir.
Yes. That can control the human life. That can control the soul of a human. So, self-control, it comes when the person receives the Holy Spirit and understand the weight. Because the word says, I will never leave nor forsake you. So self-control reveal who the child of, who the real child of God is. You can have a title, but we can see by acts that you are not the child of God. You are not the son of God. Because you think that when you are alone, when there is no one who is watching you, when there is no church members, you can do anything as you like. So a child of God who has the spirit, he knows that God will never leave nor forsake him.
Yes.
Even though he is alone, you know that he is with God. God is with him and all the time. So that brings self-control. Even if my wife, I am at work now, even if my wife is not with me, but I know God is seeing me.
Yeah.
God is watching me.
Yes.
That is that when you look at it, it's self-control, because I cannot do anything that is off that is off holiness, that can ruin or damage my reputation, or that can make the Holy Spirit to fly away from my life. Again, when I check self-control, this word is a word that we define it because of what we see. In my perspective, I think that we have to call it spiritual control, because self-control bring by or self-control it is a good thing. So, Mrutirei.
Sir,
when a person but to bear on a self-control, not forgetting that the spirit is the one that leads him, is the one that guides him, is the one that speaks to him. He has the ears. The spirit gives you the ears to hear. The spirit gives you direction. The word of God says everything. Amen, Murutirei.
Sure, I hear you.
That is self-control. That is my take, Murutirei. The self-control is the fruit of the Spirit. And if you have received the Holy Spirit, we shall see by the fruits.
Yeah.
If you produce the fruit that is not from the Holy Spirit, it means the spirit that is controlling you is not the Holy Spirit.
I hear you.
Because the tree of an apple tree cannot produce a mango.
I like it. An apple tree cannot produce a mango. I like it. I like it. Thank you so much, Champ, and much blessings to you. We love you, man. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Good day.
Thank you so much. And of course, I love listening to his show, man. And you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322. JD says, good evening, Baruti. Says, Janung, Araya Baruta Bahahwe Ari. Di Kupiso Hadike Tatibelo Huta, Me Huta Lateha Yodi Tanka Ene. Di Kupiso Hadika Ketata Tatibelo Kahuta. Me go tla latlhega yo di tlang ka ene ke Setswana sa borrese. And it says self control is an everyday exercise because we are tempted every day, left, right, and center. We live in the world where people believe and behave any way they like. Your response must not be dictated by their actions, but by the word of God. Self control is when we replace our human emotions with the word of God. We no longer respond according to how we feel, but by what God is saying when faced with temptation. That is what it says there. We trust the Father is doing you all good in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.